And welcome back to the Mary Ann Show. I'm Mary Ann Melillo DeFelice. I am joined now by a wonderful gentleman. I just met him. I know his daughter, Senya, and she's beautiful. His name is Zach Maiman, and he is here in the studio with me. Hello, Mr. Maiman. How are you?
Good. I'm Mr. Maiman.
Yes. Thank you so much. One day I'm going to be a professional and say all the words correctly.
Everybody says it's Maiman. I don't understand why I keep correcting people. It's, I guess that's the way it was pronounced in Russia, and I still want
to
hear the same name.
Mr. Maiman. Mr. Maiman.
Maiman.
Mr. Maiman. Okay, I'm going to write that how I say it, Maiman. Okay.
It's okay.
Mr. Maiman, welcome to my show.
Thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you. Nice to have talked to your daughter the other day, your beautiful daughter, Senya. She's been on my show before, and she's another one. She never stops smiling, does she?
Never.
Never. She's forever smiling, that girl.
Never. I never seen her not smile.
Just beautiful. God bless her. So, Mr. Maiman, you are here from Russia.
Yes.
For how many years?
I came here in 1980.
1980, okay.
When Reagan was coming to
Reagan.
Power. Yes.
Okay. It's about 28 years. Okay. So, you decided from Russia. Why did you leave Russia?
At that point, we have two children. Now I have four children. And it was, I realized that even with me, it's okay. I couldn't get defended in mathematics. I couldn't get my degree in mathematics, PhD there. But it's okay. I was worried that my children wouldn't be able to allow to go to Moscow University. I am Jewish, and at that time, Russia didn't like Israel that much. And they wouldn't want... And they didn't like the fact that many Jewish people were working for defense industry, and then they would decide to leave. So they tried to cut opportunities for Jewish people, and
okay.
I was very much worried about
it. Wasn't very nice. They weren't very nice, were they?
No.
We like nice people.
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay. So that brought you over to, with your two children, to come over with your family from Russia to the United States.
Yes.
About 1980.
Yes. One of them was Senya.
One of them was Senya.
Senya is the oldest.
Now, see, if you never came over, I would have never had the pleasure of meeting you and Senya. You see that?
Thank you. I wouldn't have known it. Have a pleasure to meeting you.
Well, thank you. Senya is the oldest.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So now you came to the United States. Were you happy about coming here?
Yes.
You were.
I was very much nervous. Mm-hmm. It's a big change, as you can imagine. But I was happy.
You were happy.
And especially I was happy at that time. The country, I can see there are many changes, but at that time, Ronald Reagan was coming to power. At least, he didn't do a lot of things, but at least he was saying the right things.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Oh, I loved him.
I loved him too.
Yes. I just
at that time, I was at MIT, and everybody, of course, hated him there. But I loved him. Once I heard what he is saying, I was in love with him.
You liked him. Good. Yes. Well, that's good. We're glad to hear that. So, now, you wrote this book. It's called Publikani.
Publikani, yes.
Publikani. So, you wrote a book. Publikani is not a book to pick up lightly. It's a riveting page-turner that could, if it affects you like it affected me, capture your attention at the cost of sleep. Oh, okay. And the workday.
Yes, I've got some good reviews.
Okay.
And I'm happy about that.
So tell us, in your own words, basically what Publikani is about.
It's a thriller. It's an action thriller about a family fighting against the government.
Fighting against the United States government?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be basically your family?
It's a fictional family.
A fictional family?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a fiction story.
Okay.
It's even a science fictional story.
Okay, science fictional story. All right, so once again, we're speaking to Zach Maiman. He wrote a book, Publikani. He came over here with his family from Russia in 1980. He's here about 28 years now, and we're happy you did. So, Mr. Maiman, you are not happy with the government in the United States, or you were not?
I was happy. I'm not happy right now.
You're not happy right now.
Right. And it's not just the government.
Right.
I'm not happy with the people.
The people?
Yes, and I want to change,
you want to change
certain things that people think about the way they think about.
So, I understand. So
government is just mirror. It's just reflection of the people. We keep voting this government to the power, right?
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. Okay. So, you would like to make a difference in the United States of America?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to do that?
Yes, I am doing it.
You are doing that?
Yes.
You're doing with this book, Publikani?
I'm doing it right now on your show.
You're doing? Okay, I like that.
Okay.
All right, so that's...
We are doing it already.
So, wait a minute. Maybe this is one of the first things we could do on my show. We could start changing things.
We are already changing. The fact that we are talking about this.
Right, that's right.
Talking that there is a problem in this country. We are changing it.
But you know, Mr. Maimon, you know, I never talk politics on my show.
Call me Zach.
Call you Zach. Thank you very much, Zach. I will.
Okay.
I never talk politics on my show. I never talk religion.
Okay.
I don't do things like that.
Yeah.
Religion, I'll talk about going to church on Sunday, things like that. But everyone is different. No matter, you know, Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, Lutheran, Episcopalian, everyone's different. But there's one God. I believe this.
Okay,
this is what I believe.
Okay.
And I don't think the world changes. I think the world stays the same.
And
I think the people become different.
I'm not sure people are becoming that different. In the sense, we're still running in the jungle, and if we see something that somebody else has and we don't, we can justify how can we go to this person and take it from him. And that's the main problem that I see in today's America.
Do you work with a group of people that feel the same? Like, do you have an organization?
No. I'm not a politician either. I'm not starting any religion or any movement or nothing like that.
Right.
I'm just a private citizen who is sick and tired of other people coming to me and taking something from me and explaining to me that it's done in my own interest.
Okay, so you don't feel like it's done in your own interest at all? No.
It's not even that. It's not a good reason to take out of me. Even if it's in my interest, who are you? If I don't volunteer it, don't force anything. Don't take it forcefully from me.
In other words, you should give it with your heart or don't give it at all.
Yes.
I understand. So this is why Mr. Zach Maimon is on my show right now. He's going to make a difference in the United States of America. Correct?
Correct.
You're going to make a difference with the people.
Yes.
You're going to change the people.
Yes.
I tell you, I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, Mr. Maimon, how are you going to go about changing people? People thinking? People are people. You know, you really can't change people. Do you think you can?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
You know, there are sometimes you drop a paddle in the ocean and the waves start and the same. You know, there are some big movements that start with somebody saying no. And you know it. You saw these examples in civil rights movements in the United States,
right? Right.
Mm-hmm. It's possible to move people. When you're on the right, people eventually will understand that.
Will understand that. And you know, maybe you're right. Maybe you can change people. And I just give you a whole lot of credit for trying, because you're doing something that you truly, truly, Zach, truly believe in.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? And how does your family feel about you working for this course?
They are completely behind me.
No.
And my son ran for libertarian ticket for Congress a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
Senia is working on positive psychology, but she is also, you know, she's libertarian in heart.
Yes,
they support me.
They support you, as they should.
Yes.
As they should. Any questions for Mr. Zach Maimon, please give us a call. 661-5051. We'd love to hear from you. He wrote a book, Publicani. It's actually changing, you want to change the United States a little bit.
Right.
Right, correct?
To begin with, the idea is to change the entire world, but let's start with one country at a time.
You don't want to start with Russia?
No.
No.
Not yet.
You can't change Russia?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're going to work on it?
Yes.
Okay. I give you, and you know what, Mr. Maimon, Zach, once you start changing people and changing the countries, and you're on TV and doing, I could look at TV and I could tell my kids and my husband, you were on my show.
You started this change.
No, I give you a lot of credit because you truly believe in what you're doing.
Yes, and you know what's the simple thing that I want? Actually, it's very dangerous if we don't change, because there are weapons of mass destruction that are easily, practically every country already has it.
Right.
And maybe in 10, 15 years, every high school will have it. And probably Greenwich High School already has H-bombs, as far as I know. I have two kids going there. So people, it will be, you know, small suitcase, you can put H-bomb in there and blow up cities and stuff. And nothing in our software in our mind prevents us from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We still believe that if this is done for good, then we can do it.
I understand.
Look at Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do it for good. For good of America, for good of Iraqi people, and we kill people, and we displace people, and that's what we do. My main problem is income tax.
Oh, okay, okay. You're not for the income tax.
I am strongly, passionately against income
tax.
Yes.
And so,
I think it's the root of all evil.
The root of all evil?
Yes.
You don't believe that people should be paying income tax?
No, I don't believe it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're all entitled to our freedom of opinion.
I can see you're shocked, but I if you think a little bit and stay with me, you'll
No, I'm not sure with you, sir. No.
Especially during this happy tax season, you know, people should think at least about whether we are forced, whether we should be doing the same thing.
We have to pay our taxes. See, I'm not. It's not that I'm short with you, Mr. Myman, at all, Zach. I'm not. I'm so used to and accustomed of doing it, it's a routine.
Once I said I'm against income tax, I became Mr. Myman, by the way. I'm not Zach anymore.
Okay, Zach. All right, Zach, let's do it.
Okay.
But, I'm so used to, that's what we do. We pay our income tax. So to me, I'm programmed. It's what
yes,
we do every
right,
year, every
right,
year, every
exactly,
year. My husband and I,
right,
every year,
right,
every year.
Yeah.
So I'm programmed to do it.
Right.
So I can't say I'm against it because that's all I know.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So if you show me a different thing to think about, maybe I'll think about something else. But, excuse me, 1 minute. Hello? Hello? Okay, sure. Okay, there's a question on the phone for you. Hi, welcome to the Mary Ann Show.
Hi, this is Nick. I'm actually calling to ask the author questions.
Sure, go right ahead, please.
Hi, yeah, what's the... Hi there.
Hi.
What's the... What's the main idea that you want me to really question and to think about changing along with your book? You're talking a lot about change, but I'm not sure exactly what we really should consider.
So we don't have a lot of time. So.
It's three words. Don't initiate the force. That's all.
Three words.
Yeah. If you use abbreviation, you can say do not initiate the force, and then it's five words if you use the. But it's don't initiate the force.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
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 Thank you very much.
You can use force to defend yourself, but don't initiate the force. Don't steal money from other people. Don't come to their doors and tell them you have to pay this, and otherwise I'll bring IRS and federal agents and get this money from you.
You don't like that part.
No,
okay.
I don't like
it. Okay, Nick?
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now.
Okay, let's go to our last check of traffic. Matthew?
All right, very busy. Friday is what we still have, although through Greenwich and Stamford, it's not too bad until you get up, takes it 9 in Stamford. Then it slows from that point up to the Fairfield rest area. You'll need a rest by that point. The Merritt Parkway is holding up pretty well. Metro North trains still on time, but hefty flight delays, especially on arrivals at the airports. This report is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Keep your Toyota rolling straight this spring. Through April, get a four-wheel alignment for just $89.95. See participating dealers for details. You look like you need a wheel alignment there, Marianne. I'm Matt Ward in the 1490 WGCH Traffic Center.
I need a food alignment. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Matt, have a wonderful weekend, sweetie.
Hey, it's the weekend.
And see you Monday.
Oh, terrific.
Have a great weekend, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Zach, I want to thank you for being my guest today. You were wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, Zach.
Thank you.
Say hello to Senya for me.
I will.
Good night, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, Marianne's General Store. In the meantime, good night, everybody, and never waste that opportunity to tell someone you love them. God bless you all.